He said, let me look at this. Let me look at that. Let me see this spot. Let me look. What if the Lord this morning were to come by your pew, drag out His magnifying glass and say, let me have a look. Let's see what fruit that you have put out this week. Oh my. Is your life in such a shape that you'd be ready to say, yes, Lord, have a look. Have a look. You see, it don't matter what I think. What matters is when the Lord looks. And when Jesus takes a long, hard look at your life, what does He see? Oh, I like it when it gets a holy hush. When He takes a long, hard look at your life, I want you to think about it. What does He see? What does He see? If He comes and brushes back the leaves and looks, what does He see? Now, there is an expectation of fruit. There is an inspection for fruit. But I want you to notice this. There is a deception about fruit. That's something I didn't know until I went to state on fig tree. It's very unusual what a fig tree does. Does unlike other trees bring forth their leaves, then they put forth their fruit. But what I found out is that the fig tree in the Holy Land, the fruit comes first and then the leaves. So, when Jesus saw that the tree had leaves, it was advertising, saying, looky here, I've got fruit. I've got fruit. Because the leaves come last, see. Any fig tree, now watch this. This would have been April. And that's at the time where there's no fruit on fig trees. But there shouldn't have been no leaves on it either. Should have been without leaves and without figs. But this particular tree has put forth its leaves advertising, saying, come here, I have fruit. But when the Lord looked for fruit, there was leaves only. You know what that says to me? That says that this tree's entire life was a life of deception. God, help us right here. It was a life that had the religious leaves on it. It was a life that said, look at me, I'm good. Look at me, I've got fruit. Look at me, I am the model Christian. I'm saved. Everything's fine. But don't look too close. Because all it really was deception. It lived a life of deception. Now, would it surprise you to know that there's a lot of people on this planet that all they ever live is a leafy life? Now, let me show you what I'm talking about right here. Let me show you what I'm talking about. I've got the leaves of my suit on. I've got the leaf of my Bible. I've got the leaf of church, the leaves of church attendance. Amen. I even shake my leaves every now and again. Hallelujah. But don't look too close. Because I know that in the area of fruit, I've got a problem, see. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I believe in church attendance. I believe everybody ought to attend church. But I'm going to say this. If you're not going to be saved, you'd be better off not to come. You say, why? Because you're just going to be guilty of that much more when you stand before God one of these days. You're going to have heard the truth and turned a deaf ear to it. Amen. He looked at that tree and he said, there's no fruit. Just leaves only. Boy, there's a lot of people today that's got a lot of leaves, but they don't have no fruit. Let me ask you something this morning. Is that the situation that you're in? Do you have leaves but no fruit? Are you living a life of deception? The fig tree had said, look at what went. Now, isn't it interesting? That when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, what did they do to try to cover up? They sewed them fig leaves together. Eve said, "How'd I look?" Adam said, "Oh, you look great. We ain't got no problem. Oh boy, I'm glad we found this fig tree. If we hadn't found this fig tree, we'd naked than jayburns. But now, oh boy, we got her covered up. Don't nobody notice. I see them now. Watch this. They walk out there. Here comes a giraffe by. Adam says, "See there, that giraffe didn't even notice. We got everything covered up. Here comes the elephant by. Look yonder, that elephant didn't even pay no attention to us. We got all these leaves all day. Nobody knows nothing. We got everything covered up. I mean, we pulled the slickest one that ever was pulled around here. Somebody said, "Here comes God." Adam leaves. Oh, Lord. See, all them leaves, they's good enough for the elephants, good enough for the giraffes, good enough for... But they weren't good enough when God showed up. Because all they was leaves. They couldn't cover up what it was that Adam and Eve, and they knew it. Woo! People that act real religious say, "Boy, I've got it covered up. Everybody thinks I'm alright. I go to heaven, everybody thinks I'll go to heaven when I die. I have no problem right here. Everybody says I'm okay. I got all covered up." And then when something starts to slip a little bit, let me get that back in here and get that squared away. They don't want nobody to know, but then somebody said, "Here comes God." They say, "Oh Lord, let me hide someplace to hide. Because God's going to see through my act. God's going to see through my ruse. I ain't going to fool Him." Kind of goes like this right here. God bless you. Good to see you today. We're glad to have you at church. Amen, tree. Says, "Well, look at my leaves, preacher." Yeah, it's got nice leaves. Hallelujah. Good to see you. God bless your heart. Another one comes up. "How are you? God bless you. Good to see you. Glad to have you. Look at my leaves, preacher." Well, you got good looking leaves. Then sooner or later, there'll be two Christians be saying, "Did you ever notice that old tree don't ever put forth no fruit? Ain't that odd? Ain't that odd that tree don't never put forth no fruit? Sure has a lot of leaves." Oh, my. But see, it don't matter what I think. Don't matter what you think. What matters is when the Lord shows up and goes looking. Now, how many of you would agree with me this morning? We're short on this planet. I'm telling you, we are. We're short on this planet. The Lord's coming. I've never been more convinced of anything in my entire life. When He comes, He'll know which trees had fruit and which ones only had leaves. You say, "Well, I get by pretty good with my leaves." Yeah, but when He comes, He'll know. You've not fooled Him with your deception about fruit. You've not pulled the wool over His eyes. You see, He will know. Then there's a declaration concerning fruit. Look what He did. "Did you know that this fruit, this fig tree had already had a second chance?" Look in Luke chapter number 13. Luke chapter number 13. I want to read this to you. Verse number 6. Luke chapter number 13, verse 6. "And He spake this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, but found none. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, 'Behold, these 3 years have I come seeking fruit of this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground?' And he answering said unto him, 'Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if it not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down.'" So when the Lord's talking about a fig tree, and Luke chapter number 13 wasn't bringing forth no fruit, He said, "Cut that thing down." But the sweet Holy Spirit said, let me cultivate around it. Give me another year. Let me get him in church and work around him. let me sit down on the pew next to him a few Sunday mornings and tell him his pride is not worth going to hell over. Let me snuggle up next to him and put the Word of God on him and see if we can't get him right. See if we can't get him saved. Now here the Lord has come to this tree. It's already, God help us, already had its second chance. God will give you a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance. But I tell you what scares me to death is there comes a time when the chances are over. There comes a time, Brother Gary, when the Holy Spirit has cultivated and worked and cultivated and worked, and our old hard hearts turned away the grace of God, thumbed our nose at God's mercy, and said, no, not today. And there'll come a day when the Lord will say, okay, no more chances. Today's it. It had already had a second chance. Let me say this. Look at the suddenness. He cursed it, and the Bible said, and presently it withered away. You know what I believe? I believe the grace of God which brings salvation hath appeared unto all men. I believe God meets out a certain measure of faith that a man might be saved. I believe that God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But I also believe that God's Spirit will not always strive with man. I believe I've seen it with my own eyes. 22 years pastor and give invitations, folks be under conviction. God wanting them to get saved, I mean God drawing them. And there come a time, Brother Allen, where they just shake it off and say, no, 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 no. And then before you know it, they just withered away. Very presently, it happens very suddenly. The destruction that comes from a man that turns away God for the final time and the last time, it brings a very sudden destruction. But then I began to think about the sentence here. He said, bring forth no more fruit from henceforth forever. In other words, the Lord said, I'm not coming back to this tree. God help us. He said, I'll not be back tomorrow and inspect for fruit. He said, I'll not be back next week, look for fruit. He said, I'm never coming back. Never be back by this way no more. He had his chance. He should have brought forth fruit. I'm done. I'm finished fooling with that tree. And he walked away. Now, wouldn't it be a shame to sit at the Concord Baptist Church, the Lord come by and say, there's no fruit, no fruit, no fruit, no fruit. The Holy Spirit say, I'm working, I'm cultivating. And the Lord say, this is their last chance today. If they don't come, I'm going to be done. The invitation be given, the piano play. Stand there stone-faced. I'll not come. I'm too proud. I have my pride after all. I'll not go forth to be seen by all those people. And the Lord say, this is the last time I'm coming by where you're at. I'll not be back. You say, preacher, you think it's that serious? I know it's that serious. Now, I want you to note one thing. I'm going to close right here, and I believe this was by design. The entire time I've been preaching, there's been leaves falling off that tree. There's leaves on this all over this podium that wasn't there when I started. But them leaves are falling off that tree. You know why? Because religion won't keep you covered forever.
Amen.
That's the problem with having leaves only, is them leaves going to fall off. And it starts becoming more and more evident of what you are. Are you willing to let the Lord come and take a look this morning and inspect? If He inspects, what does He find? What does He find? What does He find? Let's stand our feet. Father, thank you, Lord, for helping us this morning to preach. Lord, I pray, God, that the conviction power of the Holy Spirit would be real in this place today. I pray, God, that you would draw sinners to an altar of repentance. God, I pray that you'd help them to jump their pride. Lord, today might be the very last day that they'd ever have an opportunity to walk an aisle. Lord, make things right with you. I pray, God, that they do that this morning. Bless and help now as only you can. Touch us, be pleased in thy sight. We'll thank you and praise you for all that you do, because it's in the lovely name. Lord, bring them right now. Lord, bring them right now. God, move them out of their seats. Lord, bring them right now. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Through His blood we pray. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed.